This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israeli military seizes broader control of northern Gaza and captures key government buildings. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Israel's military says its forces have entered Gaza's largest hospital. After surrounding the Shifa hospital in a standoff with the militant group Hamas, the military now says it has launched what it's calling a precise and targeted operation against Hamas in a specified area of the facility. Israeli authorities claim the militants conceal military operations inside. But with hundreds of patients and medical personnel inside, Israeli authorities had refrained from entering but had warned that the center jeopardized its protective status under international law. Hamas has denied the Israeli accusations that it uses the hospital for cover. I'm Norman Hall.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has approved changes to the law that governs presidential elections, putting new restrictions on media coverage, according to local news agencies. The changes, reported Tuesday, come ahead of the election to be held in March. Under the amendments that he approved, only journalists contractually employed by registered media outlets will be allowed to cover election commission meetings, potentially barring freelancers and independent journalists. A federal appeals court has ordered the Biden administration to carry on with an auction of oil and gas drilling leases for Gulf of Mexico waters in 37 days, rejecting arguments by environmentalists. The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruling means the lease sale, once set for September, will be held in December. The administration has scaled back the areas covered by the lease sale as part of an agreement to protect the endangered Rice's whale. But a federal judge ordered that the full sale, covering 73 million acres, be conducted. The appeals court upheld the judge Tuesday. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency says about 5 million Ukrainians have been internally displaced by Russia's invasion. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Tatiana Sherbak left the eastern city of Bakhmut in February, a city that fell to Russian forces after some of the fiercest and most deadly clashes since Russia's full-scale invasion in February 2022. She has helped to run the shelter since March and estimated that about 700 people have passed through its doors. Families with children usually stayed for a few days, she says, while older evacuees were harder to find permanent homes for and sometimes stay for months.
Olivia Chan from Reuters. As record numbers of migrants arrive on the Spanish Canary Islands, some children are being wrongfully classified as adults, leaving them without extra support to find residency and education. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
15-year-old Guinean Musa Kamara is one of a record 32,000 migrants who have arrived in the Canary Islands this year via a treacherous journey by sea from Africa. 20 people died on his 11-day voyage via wooden boat in search of a better life. But when he finally arrived, he and a friend were sent to an old military base, registered by police as adults. Global rights organization Amnesty International said in a report this month that 12 out of 29 migrants it interviewed at adult centers in the Canaries were actually minors. But to prove their age requires a costly bone test, which can take months.
Sean Hogan from Reuters. North Korea says it has tested the next step in its weapons program. AP's Lisa Dwyer has the details.
North Korea says it successfully tested new solid fuel engines designed for intermediate range ballistic missiles as it continues to work on developing its nuclear capability. Missiles with built-in solid propellants can be made ready for launch faster and are easier to move and conceal, which theoretically makes it harder for adversaries to detect and preempt the launch in advance. North Korea earlier this year revealed its first solid fuel intercontinental ballistic missile that has the potential ability to reach deep into the U.S. mainland. The latest steps in North Korea's weapons development follow concerns about a potential arms alignment with Russia, in which North Korea provides munitions for Russia's war in Ukraine in exchange for Russian technology transfers that would upgrade North Korea's military nuclear program. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Some of the 40 construction workers trapped in a collapsed road tunnel for a fourth day are getting sick. Rescuers have been trying to drill wide pipes through excavated rubble to create a passage to free the workers trapped since Sunday after a portion of the under-construction road collapsed in mountainous Uttarakhand state. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.